morning, everyone, and welcome to day 22 of Lent. Tomorrow, day 23, is halfway, so we are almost halfway, everyone. Today is, Wednesday in the third week of Lent? So we will get to our meditation once again from Meditations for Lent by Bishop Jacques Bossuet. And the book is from Sophia Institute Press. If you're interested in it, you can find these meditations on YouTube and Spiritus TV, as well as all your different audio podcast apps. And like I've done every other day, I'm going to throw up an image on screen so that there's nothing for you to look at or watch. You just listen and meditate on the meditation. So let's get going. Day 22, Wednesday of the third week of Lent. Not one iota. Christian life demands extreme precision. We must carefully observe even the smallest precepts and disdain none of them. When we slacken in little things, we fall into greater evils. He who despises small things will fail little by little. Sirach 19:1. To establish the high ideal of Christian justice, Jesus lays down this admirable principle. Till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Matthew 5:18. He has in view here what was foretold about him in the law and the prophets, which is why he says, I have come to fulfill them. Matthew 5:17. As to what was foretold in the law, here are the chief points. The birth of Christ from a virgin, his suffering, his cross, his resurrection, the conversion of the world and of the Gentiles, and the reprobation and just punishment of the Jews. These are the chief points, but not all, for there is the iota as well, that is, each minor point. These also must be accomplished. It was necessary that his garments be divided, and that the soldiers gamble for his tunic. See the great precision in so subtle a point. This is the iota, the smallest letter. He will be sold. That is perhaps a great point. But that it should be for 30 pieces of silver, that the potter's field should be bought with it. These are the iota, the smallest letter, and it should not be overlooked. It was the same with the requirement that he thirst, and that he be slacked with vinegar. He would suffer, that is a chief point, but that it should take place outside the city, that is the iota. He will be sacrificed like the paschal lamb, but his bones will no more be broken on the cross than those of the lamb were. Again, the iota. Jesus means that everything said by way of foreshadowing in the law will be accomplished in truth in the gospel, even to the least circumstances. Everything in the law, even the smallest detail, is significant, and everything, even the smallest detail, will be accomplished in the gospel. You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads on the grain. Deuteronomy 25:4. St. Paul applies this to preachers. 1 Timothy 5:18. It is the same with other matters. You should not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Deuteronomy 14:21. If you chance to come upon a bird's nest, you shall not take the mother with the young. You shall let the mother go, but the young you may take. And you shall not wear a mingled stuff, wool and linen together. You shall make yourself tassels on the four corners of your cloak. Deuteronomy 22:6-7 and 11-12. Each of these little matters bear great significance as an encouragement to Christians to practice mildness, moderation, simplicity, uprightness, and every other virtue. The conclusion that Jesus draws is that we must not forget even the least precepts. If everything that God foretold about his Son was accomplished down to the smallest letter, then we must always fulfill everything that has been foretold for us. Consider to what extent this is true. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Matthew 24:35. If the sun were to disappear all at once, and the world's lamp were to be extinguished in the middle of the day, if the earth were to give way before our feet, and the once solid foundation were to be reduced to powder, what misery would be ours? Everything would be lost. But how much greater is the evil if the least of the commandments of Jesus be ignored? Suffering restores order. Punishment for sin is the rule. You come to order through suffering, just as you stray by sinning. Sin without punishment would be the worst disorder, as the disorder not of the man who sins, but of the God who does not punish it. This disorder will never come to pass, however, because God, who is the rule itself, cannot be unlawful. As this rule is perfect, perfectly straight and without the least bend, anything that does not conform to it breaks upon it, and will feel its invincible and immutable rectitude. But if the threats are to be accomplished, the promises will be as well. Go to your crucifix, look upon it, and see all the predictions accomplished, even the least of them. Say to yourself, everything will be fulfilled, and the happiness that has been promised to me will not fail. I will see God. I will love Him. I will praise Him forever and ever, and all my desires will be fulfilled, all my hopes accomplished. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, there is our meditation for today. We are, like I said, we are closing in on the halfway point of Lent here. After tomorrow, we'll be halfway through. So if you have at all struggled with any penance, with fasting, with abstinence, almsgiving, you know, prayer, any of the different aspects of Lent, now is a good time to recommit. You don't have to write off Lent of this year as failed. You know, the best time to restart Lent isn't next Lent. It's today or tomorrow. It's right now. So recommit if you have to. If it's going well, if it's at this point feeling a little easy, then double down. Add something else. Fast a little longer. If you're abstaining from meat Wednesday and Friday, abstain from it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But like I said, we're going to be entering into the second half of Lent here. It's going to be Passiontide and Holy Week before we know it. So let's all do what we can to make this Lent as fruitful as possible and offer up as much as we can to our Lord. But once again, thank you all for watching. I appreciate it, and I will see you again tomorrow.